Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Cultural Timing: When to Join versus Sit Out. Let's dive in. Every day, marketers face the same brutal choice: jump on the trending wave or watch competitors ride it to viral success. But here's what I've learned after studying thousands of cultural campaigns. The brands that master cultural timing don't just follow trends. They strategically choose which cultural moments will amplify their message and which will damage their credibility. Today, I'm sharing the exact framework for deciding when to lean in versus when to stay silent. First, let's talk about the cultural relevance test. Before joining any trend, ask yourself, does this cultural moment authentically connect to our brand values and customer needs? Because authentic participation feels natural, while forced participation screams desperation. Here's my quick litmus test. If you have to explain why you're relevant to this trend, you're probably not. The connection should be immediately obvious to anyone who knows your brand. Now, let's explore the timing sweet spot framework. Research shows optimal cultural engagement happens in what I call the early majority phase, after early adopters prove traction, but before saturation kills the moment. Track three metrics: search volume trajectory, competitor participation rate, and audience sentiment shift. Join when search volume is climbing, fewer than 30% of competitors have participated, and sentiment is predominantly positive. Here's the reality check most marketers skip: the resource reality check. Smart brands audit their creative capacity before committing to cultural moments. Can you execute authentically with your current resources in the next 24 to 48 hours? Because it's better to sit out than deliver mediocre content that associates your brand with cultural irrelevance. Let me tell you about Patagonia and Black Friday 2011. While retailers flooded the marketplace with sales messaging, Patagonia ran their famous "Don't Buy This Jacket" campaign. They sat out traditional retail culture and created countercultural content aligned with their sustainability mission. The result? A 30% increase in sales, massive media coverage, and strengthened brand positioning. The lesson here is profound. Sometimes the smartest cultural timing is strategic opposition, not participation. So here's your next campaign action. Create a simple three-question filter for every cultural moment. Is it authentic to our brand? Is the timing right? Do we have the resources to execute excellently? If any answer is no, choose strategic silence over mediocre participation. Your brand's cultural credibility depends on quality participation, not quantity. Here's the bigger cultural truth. In a world of infinite cultural moments, your competitive advantage isn't speed, it's judgment. The brands that build lasting cultural relevance know when to speak and when to listen. Master the pause, and you'll master the culture. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Pitch bold ideas with confidence. Cultural Intelligence Report.